Neil McDonald, you must be absolutely delighted.
Well chuffed. I thought we, playing against a team that's top of the league, scored lots of goals for fun and kept them relatively quiet. Should have been 1-0 up with Jack in the first minute or so. He's missed the target. But we've played some decent football first half and played off the front foot and played some really good interlink play to get the penalty. And Jack hasn't missed one so far, so long may that continue. And thoroughly deserved a 1-0 lead at half-time.
Can't have been easy in those conditions and on that surface.
Well, it's the same for both teams, and the surface is decent enough, to be fair. It's a little bit wet and a little bit soft, but we play the ball in the right places. We went along when we needed to and in behind, and we certainly played some really good football when we had time and space to do so.
You talked about the surface. Probably the worst part of the pitch was that penalty spot at that end, and Jack had to re-spot it, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He's very controlled in his emotions, and he takes his time, and as I say, he's scored all his penalties that he's taken so far, and he shows a lot of courage and a lot of composure to beat the goalkeeper.
Don't think there was any doubt about the decision right at the end of the first half. Andy Mandy in a good position. Should there have been a penalty early doors, second half?
For the first time, I haven't really looked at anything afterwards, but listen, we'll take what we're given, and if we can keep that little bit of luck going, as well as the hard work that we did all the way through, not just the first half but the second half, especially defensively, we'll be right as rain.
You pulled your match winner out of it and a centre-half went on. What was I thinking?
Well, I just thought that they were going to throw caution to the wind and just play balls up and try and win the second. So we stuck another centre-half on just to shore that up as much as we possibly can, because I thought that's all they were going to do, just play off the front and win the knockdowns. We certainly won the knockdowns, and we had a couple of opportunities where we had a chance to counter-attack, and unfortunately we didn't take that to finish the game off.
A win's a win, that always delights managers and coaches, but another clean sheet, so you'd be beaming about that.
Yes, we work very hard, not just to keep clean sheets, but to try and score goals. We've created a fair few chances second half on the counter-attack, which is pleasing, but we'll certainly take a 1-0 against a top team, as Gillingham have been all season.
And what the last half hour did show was that when you have a three out there in the middle of the back, they look comfortable with each other.
Well, they do. I asked them to pick up not just mark space, and that gave the full-backs a chance to engage the full-backs coming on to try and cross the ball, and we had to try and stop the crosses coming into the box, and we certainly did that more than what we didn't.
Your good run at home continues. The stats there are great. You've now got to start picking up points on the road, haven't you?
Well, we have. We've taken almost full advantage of a home form with lots of games at home. Apart from the Port Vale game, we've almost picked up some reasonably really good points. We know that our away form needs to improve, and we've tried to do that against Wigan, and we've tried to do that against Walsall. So long may, you know, our hard work be fruitful away from home.
A couple of good moves in that second half when you just couldn't put it quite to bed. Mark Yates and Mark Cullen having the vision to get their head up in that last third. Jack could have put it away, couldn't he?
Yes, he could. And it's nice to see that on the counter-attack we look really strong and quick and dynamic. Unfortunately, we didn't get that second, but did we actually need it? No, because we've kept a clean sheet and we've won 1-0.
Last few days of the transfer window, is it going to be quiet?
I'm happy with the squad that we've got. There's lots of competition for places in each position. And let's see what's around the corner.
You'll enjoy your glass of wine tonight, won't you?
Yes, I think I will. I think everybody's worked really, really hard over the last few weeks, and we're getting our just rewards, which is excellent. I'm pleased for everybody.